Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's call. Today is March 23rd, 2011. This is the Influence and Persuasion and Marketing Call, where we teach a couple principles, tell you what to do this week, take your questions and comments, and help you out along the way. So is everyone doing okay today? Everyone feeling good? Any live bodies out there? Guess they're all muted, huh? All
right. Hello?
Well, no. Oh, there you go. Someone's going to talk to me.
What's up, Kurt?
Hi, well, doing well. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Well, say hello to all those on the replay line. Of course, everyone hopefully knows that whypersuasion.com. And we post those, give us 24 hours, and you always can listen or download the audio however you want to do it. And if there's questions or comments, again, you can post them on there, and we're happy to take those. So based on comments and suggestions, one of the things I know I need to focus on, we need to probably focus on every couple of months, is understanding value, building the value for your product or service. We always hear different excuses out there, but the bottom line, when the value's there, people aren't going to say it's too expensive. So I want to talk about five things you can do right now to increase the perception of value. So let's talk about the psychology of price. Let's understand price. We've all heard it before. Oh, it's too expensive. Really? That is a knee-jerk reaction. I've sent teams to malls and different stores in different places and had them say it's too expensive. And about 80% of the time, nobody will say anything else, and they'll let the person walk away or say something like, oh, when you have the money, come back. You have to realize people do that because they know it'll get rid of you most of the time. Now, here are the numbers. Only 6% of the things we buy are bought on price. You don't eat at McDonald's every day. You don't go to the thrift store every day. When the value's there, it's not a big deal. So here's what we need to understand with your presentation. If you get it's too expensive, you've blown your presentation. Because it's up to you to build the value. Are they comparing your product or service to a Rolls Royce or a used car? 67% of the time when you hear it's too expensive, it's a lie. It's not true. I mean, you can see in people's face. When you say it's too expensive, you might say something like, well, compared to what? And they'll say, well, everything. Or they'll just go blank. They just said that. When the value's there, we don't have to worry about price. For example, in a live training seminar, one of the things I'll do is I'll take out a $20 bill, a real $20 bill, and I will sell it. I will sell it to the first person that gives me a dollar. So I sell my $20 bill for a dollar, and they're all excited. They take it. They're not sure what to do if it's real. I say, no, you keep it. You bought it. And then I'll say, well, don't you want to think about it? Do you need to talk to your spouse? You want to check out my website? You want to listen to my CDs? You want to look at my brochure? Are you sure you want to do this right now? And, of course, the answer is no, that's ridiculous. And that's true with your product or service. When the value's there, they don't need to think about it. You adjust the perception of pricing. Just like if you had both your feet in a bucket of water. So your left foot was in ice cold water and your right foot was in hot water. And you took both feet and put them in lukewarm water. The hot feels cold and the cold feels hot. We're adjusting the perception of pricing here. That's why it's so important. For example, you take your car into a mechanic. It's smoking. Things are happening. And the mechanic says, oh, I'll fix it. I can probably do it for $500, go to lunch. You come back for lunch and it's $3,000. You already know how you're going to feel. But if the mechanic understands the human brain and mindset, they might say something like, you know what, you might need a new car. I heard transmission, I heard radiator, I heard this. You're probably talking $3,000, $4,000 in repair, and you come back and it's $1,000. You have a completely different attitude. So you need to understand price here, the perception of pricing. And to all my entrepreneurs out there, you need to believe in your price. You should probably add a zero to your price. Take a deep breath and add $100, add a zero to it, because it's worth it. For some reason, entrepreneurs have this mindset that they're not worth it, and they don't charge that much. They never charge enough. Everyone I've ever coached has never charged enough, and they've doubled their prices, and people buy it, because when the value's there, and when you exceed expectations, and you do everything you say you're going to do and more, people will pay for that. But for some reason, entrepreneurs have this mindset that they're not worth it because it's them. We'll probably go to ego and esteem, but we don't need to talk about that. But most of you do not charge enough. You have to get past that price, because don't fight on price. Any rookie with no persuasion skills can fight on price. To be the cheapest, that's pretty easy. But I'm talking about having more value. Because when you look at purchase decisions, why people buy, the number one reason people buy is experience. When they've had a great experience, they'll come back. And a lot of times it doesn't matter what it costs. The second is quality. People want quality. The third is somebody recommended them, a restaurant or a movie or to your product or service. And the third is reasonably priced. Number four on the list is price. Quit fighting on price. In fact, I saw a sign at a store once, and it says, please pick two. And number one was price, number two was service, and number three was quality. Meaning you can never get all of them. You can never get the best quality with the best price. And people know deep down that you get what you pay for. And that's the way you need to package your price. So let's get into those five areas that will really help you out. The first one is you need to take a look at your product and the packaging. How are you packaging it? How are you selling it? Let me give you a couple examples. For example, it used to be that coffee was a buck. Coffee was a buck. You never would pay more than a dollar for coffee, ever. And then Starbucks came into the scene, and what did they do? They changed it. It's almost like a winery in there. They have different regions, and they change things around. They changed the names of things. It was a different experience. Often it was better quality, but it was a different experience. It wasn't coffee. It was something completely different. FedEx, overnight, they had to change the perception of pricing and delivery. Even when you buy chocolate by the pound, for example, they'd scoop up the chocolate and they put it in the scale because you're buying a pound. And if they put too much in, they started to take it away, you'd probably feel a little violated. But the way they train them is you put a half pound in, you look at it, and you put a little more in, and you look at it, and you put a little more in, you look at it, and after a while, you're all excited, you're feeling pretty good about it. But the reality is, logically, it's the same pound of chocolate, but you've had two different reactions. So when we talk about packaging, you have to understand is, when they see the packaging of your product, what are they comparing it to? If you have a CD and it looks like just a normal audio CD, like a music CD, people say it's worth $10. And I'll hold up a CD in a seminar and say, what's this worth? Some people say 10 cents. Some people say $10. Some people say, well, it depends what's on it, maybe $100. There's a human perception there. We need to talk about that human perception. We judge things based on past experience and our knowledge. We mentally place things from best to worst, from highest to lowest. And so what are they comparing it to? For example, here's something that I run into. I have multiple courses on persuasion and influence and negotiation and presentation skills, and there's multiple options. You can get 12 CDs, a 350-page manual, a 100-page workbook, and a few other things. So it comes in a big box. Now, with technology, I can take all of that, convert all the CDs into MP3s, take the manual, convert it to a PDF, and I can fit it all on one CD. Mm. Or I can take the whole thing, and now it's downloadable on the Internet. Or I could put it on a USB drive. Now, it's reality, it's the same type of product, but there'll be two perceptions of value.
Right.
Same thing's true with a book, for example. Before my book came out, my first book, I had it in a three-ring binder and sold it for $500, and people were tickled pink when they got it. They loved it, the value, it made them more money. But once you put it into a book, guess what happens? It's $20. Doesn't matter what's in it, it's $20. That's the perception. Mm. And so you need to take a look at what are people's expectations, how are you packaging your product, what does your website look like, Do you want to have a high-end feel? Do you want to have a low-end feel? That's very important when we talk about packaging and product. And when people walk into a store, or they come to your website, or they see you for the first time, or they come to your office, there's certain expectations that really matter. So take a look at packaging. Because if it's a standard packaging, it might be the cheapest for you to buy, but then people say, yeah, it's worth $10. Without even knowing what it is, that's $10. And we have to be very, very careful of that. So that's the first one. You can fix that one right now. Just take a look at that. The second one is an old sales technique. Very simple to implement. So number two is reduce to the ridiculous. Very, very simple. So what you're doing is you're taking the investment of your product or service and reducing it to the lowest price you can. So you'd say something like, well, what we're talking about is $2 a week. We're talking about 10 cents a day. What we're talking about is a cafe latte a day. What we're talking about is a can of soda a week. Because the consumer's changed out there. It used to be the full payment. Now we think in monthly payments. So if I was trying to convince someone to do a $500,000 a year, let's say, life insurance policy versus $250,000 a year, and it's only $10 a month, or maybe let's say it's an extra 50 cents a day, we say, you know what we're talking about for double the coverage? We're talking about 50 cents a day. And it puts it in perspective. And it's a simple thing to do, especially if your product will last 5 years, if it'll last 3 years, if it'll last 1 year. You can take the cost, the investment, and divide it into 1,000 days, 300 days, whatever the number is, and you can say, well, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about 17 cents a day. And it really puts it in perspective. Very easy to implement. The third one is called sweeten the pot. This is a way to triple the value. It's a very simple thing to do. And we see this on infomercials. This is used to make the deal sweeter. Infomercials are great. If you really want to study persuasion, watch infomercials. Because if you see them again and again and again, they're proven they work. And there's a formula involved there. And they know how the brain works. So you're watching this show, and you're like, wow, it cuts through a shoe. And you're not sure if you needed that. But you say, okay, let's say it's a grill or something. You say to yourself, you benchmark it. You know, I'd pay $50 for that. And then they'll say, no, it's $200. You're like, oh, wow. But they've established the value at $200. They give you a discount. And what do they say? My favorite thing at the end, they say, but wait, there's more. So they start at $200. It's now $50. You get $500 in bonuses, the knife that cuts through shoe. You get the Flobee that cuts your hair. You get the George Foreman grill. So you get $1,000 in bonuses. It was $200. It's now $50. Now I could spread the payment over 3 months. Now it becomes such a no-brainer. I would be stupid not to buy and miss this deal because I'm making $2,000. I'm getting $2,000 worth of stuff for $50. That's how we sweeten the pot. Now, the best way to do that is adding different items. Now, here's where people really blow it. When you, especially on the Internet or with any product or service, they put everything together. All right, here are the 17 things you get. That decreases the value, okay? You want to separate it and put a value on each one. Whether I'm teaching you negotiation or persuasion on the Internet, it's the same. You separate each one. Because if it's a big clump, then the value decreases. Here was a study. This was at a bake sale. The first day they said, today you get one cupcake and two cookies for 75 cents. That was the deal. 40% bought. Now here's what gets interesting. The next day, to a different batch of people, today you can get a cupcake for 75 cents. So cupcakes are 75 cents. But you know, you buy today as a bonus, you'll get two cookies. Well, reality is it's the same deal, except they made the two cookies as a bonus. It went from 40% to 70%. I hope you're catching this. A lot of times, especially on the Internet, people will buy just for the bonuses. So you have to ask yourself, as you're pricing things, or as you're selling a home, or putting again materials on the Internet, what can you separate and add value by sweetening the pot? Is it a free report? Delivery, free delivery, gift wrapping, batteries, extended warranty, a free consult, a free webinar, a free CD? What can you give out that has high perceived value and a low cost to you? One that I might give out might be, you know, an audio CD or a consult, something simple to add value to the product. And you can't get something out of your garage or something you found on the street. It has to be relevant, usually relevant to your product or service, and it needs to have value, something they would want. And you'd be surprised. A lot of the Internet offers, people are doing it just for the bonus, and that adds value. So never put your whole product or service or your package together in one lump sum. If you're negotiating, never put everything together. Separate it and put value on everything. So that is number three. Number four is called DITF. DITF is what social psychologists call door in the face. This is a really interesting one. Basically, you make a large, unreasonable request, a huge request. It's declined. No, no, it's too much. No, I don't want to do it, or that's too much time. And then you ask for a second, smaller request. We see that in infomercials. They start high. That's what I encourage you to do. Start as high as you can, whether it's a negotiation or on the Internet or your product, because that establishes the value. So when the infomercial says $200, they're not selling it for that, but they've established the value at $200. You see this with laundry detergent, an extra 40%. Or, ladies, when you go buy a dress, you'll see five or six price tags. They don't take them off, and they don't cover them up because they want to see, this used to be $500, and now it's $100. That's also called door in the face. Let me give you another example. I've had my students before, as an exercise, write a letter home. So if you get these, just ignore it. Write a letter home using door in the face, asking for money. Because a lot of times when you ask your parents for money, there's a lot of resistance. So I told them to write a letter to when you ask for money, the parents will be very excited and willing and want to give you money. And here's the letter. Dear Mom and Dad, I hope this letter finds you both well and happy. This is a daughter, by the way. I wish I could say that's how I feel. I know you love me, but it's hard to come to you in such an embarrassing situation. Now, I don't want you to worry too much. I can see Mom now already skimming through this letter to find out exactly what is wrong. So I guess I'll cut to the chase. I'm really worn out, but I'm getting better. At least I have a place to stay, especially during the cold winter weather. The last couple weeks, I've been sleeping on the streets looking for food and shelter. I finally met this nice man who is letting me stay in his room for free. It sure is nice to have a roof over my head. Sometimes I still get wet at night, though, because there's a crack in the wall on the side of the bed. But with five of us sharing the room, we've got some body heat going, and that helps us out. We hope that between the five of us, we can make rent this month. They sure have been nice letting me stay here and letting me keep out of sight. It seems there's some type of warrant out for me, and I'm unfortunately on the run, as they say. I'm afraid I can't tell you exactly where I am. I don't want to endanger you with too much information in case the authorities come to question you. As you may guess, I'm in a desperate need of a large sum of funding so that I can settle my accounts before another more ruthless party begins to hunt me down. I was hoping for but not counting on your assistance. I know I've done wrong, but I plead for your forgiveness and prayers. And then she says, just kidding. I wanted you to see my problems in the proper perspective. I crashed my car last weekend. No one was hurt. I did have $300 of damage to my car, though. I was wondering if you could send me the money so I could get back on my feet. I love you forever, Jill. Okay? That is contrast. Because you just would ask for the $300. There's a perception there, but now all of a sudden that is nothing. That's perception. Here's another example, a blood drive. They went up to people and said, hey, will you donate blood every 2 months for the next 3 years? Because there was a blood drive happening. So, hey, will you every 2 months for 3 years? That's way too much. And people say, no, no. Say, well, could you at least donate today? And here are the numbers. When they said, will you donate today? The only thing they said, 31% donated. But when they said, hey, we donate every 2 months for 3 years, and then they asked, will you donate today, it went up from 31% to 49%. So a lot of times when you get that no, especially in the perception of time or pricing, it makes a big difference. Another study done at a college, they went up to students and said, hey, will you do a 15-minute survey? 25% said yes. Then the next time around, they said, hey, will you do a 2-hour survey? They're like, no, no, that's too much. I don't have 2 hours. They say, well, will you at least do the 15-minute survey? And 50%, 50, complied. So it doubled the amount of people that said yes by adding the 2-hour survey in the beginning. So this is very important in pricing. You want to be able to start as high as you can, especially in a negotiation, especially when you're talking about your product or service the first time. Number five is endorsements. Endorsements increase the value of your product and service, especially if social validation, whether people like it or it's number one or it's the best selling, or you can get someone like Bill Cosby or Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Tiger Woods. Now, we have to be careful, because when these superstars make a mistake, it has the opposite effect. But basically, if you like Michael Jordan and he wears a certain underwear, you like the underwear. That's why these athletes make more money in endorsements. It's a multi-billion dollar industry because there's that transference. It's kind of an association trigger, whether it's a celebrity or an athlete. So you have to ask yourself, who can endorse your product or service? And you'll be surprised how easy it is to get testimonials and endorsements when you ask. It could be a local celebrity, a local person, somebody in that industry that everybody knows. Could it be, and fill in the blank. But it does increase the value. It makes the perception much higher. If these celebrities or athletes or educated people or authors or anything, you fill in the blank there, you find someone to endorse it, it does increase the value. That's power. Because when you can add all five of these, it increases that perception. Again, it's up to you. Are they going to compare it to a Rolls Royce, or are they going to compare it to a used car? And I can't say this enough. If you keep getting it's too expensive, one or two things is happening. You don't believe it's worth it, and you're putting out some type of subconscious trigger, or you've blown your presentation. When you get to the price, it should be, that's it. What an incredible value. Even if they can't afford it, whether it's on a website, a direct mail piece, one-on-one, in front of a group, value to the point to where it becomes a no-brainer to them. So you add these five things, and it'll make a big difference. Or just add one at a time, but it's power. So this is what I want you to work on. This is what I want you to do. Is I want to think about some bonuses that you have. Something that has a high perceived value or a low cost. What can you add or take away from your existing offer and make it a bonus, put a value on it, and say, look, you purchased it, you get $300 in bonuses. Here they are. Boom, boom, boom. And separate them. Is it a report? Free delivery, gift wrapping, extended warranty, is it a consult, is it a webinar, is it a CD, is it multiple CDs, is it some type of assessment? What can you add that has a high perceived value and a low cost? Again, that big mistake is, here's the package. Separate it into separate things, and it increases that perceived value. It'll go a long way. Because everyone's talking about pricing. Don't fight on price. Please don't fight on price. First of all, double your price. Take a deep breath and double your price. You're worth it. Because there's someone out there already charging double what you charge that's inferior to you, that'll do half the job, that'll take their money and run. So you might as well be the best, not fight on price, and just build the value. Because everyone knows deep down, I said this before, you get what you pay for. So add these five things. Get past the psychology of price. Realize that most people lie about price, and that when the value's there, people will buy. Any questions about that?
Yeah, Kurt, I got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Right now I'm in construction, and I do bids and stuff, and I meet with customers as far as estimates and things to do remodel jobs, houses, things like that. I was thinking about this bonus thing. I've never really applied that in any of my estimates. Do you have an idea that you could utilize in construction?
So are you building houses then?
Well, remodels mainly right now.
All right, it might be something as simple as, you know, as a bonus, one of the things we're going to add is we're going to let you pick out any type of carpet or paint that you want, and we're going to put that in for free.
Okay.
It could be help with the group out. It could be anything to where that you're adding on to it. It might be that you're going to give them extra cabinets in the garage if that's something that they wanted. It could be upgrading the, if there was a certain type of countertop or appliance, it would be a free upgrade to the one that's top of the line instead of the average one. It could be, you know what, one of the bonuses that we offer is that you can maybe get it done in a faster manner. You have to think what has high perceived value at a low cost.
So that's
anybody out in the group can think of one? Anybody? I'm very talkative today, aren't
they? So the point is just to make sure that they can perceive it as a value.
Yeah, you see, I have a $1,000 bonus here. What we're offering is an upgrade on your countertops, or we're going to upgrade the quality of your carpets. Usually the construction, probably it's an upgrade in quality.
Right.
Where we're going to, that would be one you could easily do. You can say, well, we're also going to offer a free 12-month. We're going to do, instead of doing 6 months, even if you normally did a 12-month unconditional satisfaction guarantee, let's say you did that, what would be more higher perceived value, say, no, we have 6 months. You know, when we do this, well, I'm going to go ahead and add another 6 months that has a $300 value to it.
Okay.
Hey, Kurt?
Yeah.
I have a question for you. I have an account, and I have an account on eBay, and I also have an account with Dobo, which basically is the drop shipper for products from big brand names like Sony, Dell, Adeus. I mean, you name it. Whenever I'm listing the products on eBay, since I don't actually have a direct contact with the customers, what's the best way to price the items so where it's not too high or too low, where you'll just basically get enough customers that will want to buy? Because you can't really talk to, you can see how many people will actually view, but you don't know how many people are looking at your listing. You don't know this, that, or the other thing. What's the best way to sort of package it so that enough people will buy and it'll be persuading enough?
Well, always on something like that, you want to find the highest retail price you can and put an X through it, because that establishes the value.
Okay.
So that would be one thing you can do. Are they going to allow you to add any type of bonuses to it above and beyond what they do?
Well, the thing with Doba is that they give it to you at a low price, and they suggest that you list it like a little bit higher. So this way, at least you make some sort of profit.
And then there might be little digital things that you can get the license for that you have. They say, with this, we're also going to send you this. And you can come from two different sources. You could send the free bonus report or whatever the value thing was. It could be, again, it has to be something somewhat related to it. But if you can find the highest retail, here's the retail price. It cross it out. You're getting 60% off or 50% off. So try to put that on there too. And if there is some type of bonus or report or something that relates to it, even though they're shipping it and doing all that, you can still send it via your email, and that would add value, number one, and plus it would, no one else is doing it out there, so you'd probably get top of the list.
Yeah, and also, and then as far as the amount of money that you'd want to make, it's just a matter of finding the right products and packaging it and giving it enough discounts, and it's a numbers game. If you need to make $5,000 in the month, you just have to list that many, X amount of products using the same kind of tools, and then you build a solid customer base, and at the same time you make money.
And especially if you're dealing a product where everyone knows, a Big Mac's $3. Even iPads. A lot of people know there's a range if they're looking for iPads, but then that's where you add the bonuses, extend the warranty, add a headphone. Add things to that it really increases the value. It does become more difficult when it's a generic item and everyone knows, no, that's $3. But you can add the bonuses and a few other things to increase the value. Definitely. It's all about adjusting perception.
Okay.
The value. Again, it could be an extended warranty. It could, and I'm sure a lot of do you sell a lot of electronic items too, or just?
Yeah, I probably could if I wanted to.
Hey, you might want to look into it. You can probably get extended warranties relatively inexpensive that has a high perceived value, low cost. We have people that do real estate. They buy a home warranty for a year. It's a couple $100, but has a high perceived value. So you know what? Well, when you do this, and you can do this in 30 days, I'm going to throw in a 12-month home warranty and high perceived value, low cost. So that might be something to look at too.
Yeah. Well, I'm not doing real estate yet, but I think
it doesn't matter what you're doing. It applies to everything.
Yeah.
And if you can add a warranty to the electronic products that you're selling, yeah. If you can add a warranty to it, even a 2-month warranty, it costs you, I don't know what it costs you, a couple bucks, $10, but you can really dramatically increase your pricing, and you're different from everyone else.
Yeah.
Good question. Any other questions out there? All right. So, again, the replay will be at Y-Persuasion, W-H-Y, ypersuasion.com. Any feedback or questions, you can post there, too. But think about your bonuses a week. Try to separate a few things out, even if it's just the headset or the batteries or the warranty. Separate them. Increase the value. Reduce it to the ridiculous. You add the five things, you'll see a big difference in the perception of pricing. So, with that, everyone, have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.